You're listening to In the Streets. Today we'll be talking about The Road, which is a post-apocalyptic novel written in 2006 by Cormac McCarthy. It won the 2007 Pulitzer Prize. I'm Bella.
Matthew.
Nikhil.
Tasha.
Randy.
So, I think first we should talk about some themes in the book. So, the first theme we should start about is death. I think throughout the book, the characters are, like, surrounded by death. The road is, like, littered with, like, dead bodies and corpses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the apocalypse, dude. They're once we get into the apocalypse, like, if Thanos snaps and half the people are gone, this book is going to start.
Very true. Very relevant to the story and today's history.
Yeah. But with Thanos, he has the five stones, but the man here, he clearly doesn't. But what he does have is he has some survival skills that he brings, and maybe we could bring back his conversation that he had with his late wife. And in this conversation, his wife was talking about having another bullet so that she could kill them all together so that they wouldn't have to face the horrors of the world. And what does this mean about death?
To go off of what you said there, I think that to go off the topic of bringing things with them, we also see them, the boy and the father here. It's strange, too, because boy and the father are only mentioned by boy and father, but we see that they bring with them, not Infinity Stones, but the fire. And they keep saying it to each other, but I don't really get it. I don't know. If anyone has anything to add to that.
Like, we don't really know what it means, but I think it's kind of their way of, like, saying they're going to make it through it. Because it's, like, a way to confirm for the boy that, like, they're the good people.
Yeah, to go back off of what y'all was saying, go back to what Randy was saying, I think death is, like, an escape for them. Like, if anything gets like too bad for them, they'll just try to end it all to like, that's like a escape to heaven, I believe.
Yeah, there was I think one point where the dad was like ready to give the gun to the son and be like, if you get caught by these people, just shoot yourself, get out.
Wait, I forget that interaction. How did that go?
He gave him the pistol and was like, if they catch you, and like showed him what to do. And then he was like, can you do it? Do you understand? And the boy was like, sort of. And he was like, no, you don't. And took the gun back.
Okay, I'm assuming it wasn't as comedic as that, but okay. That's
yeah.
Not really.
It was like he trusted the boy more with the gun after he was about to take the risk of going into like unknown territory.
Right, but right.
With unknown territory, there's good and bad people, and that happens to be another theme in the book. So what do you think about the kid always asking his father, like, are they good or are they bad?
I think the kid wants to, have like a moral standpoint. You see, there's good and bad. You see the bad, there's the people that have the truck that's filled with slaves and women, and also the cannibals. And I guess you could say that the old man and his son, they're good. You know, they try to help people along the way. But you know, that the dad, he did kill somebody. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I mean, it depends on the situation that you're in.
Yeah, I kind of saw it from a different way. It's like, it's just kind of, kids like to ask why a lot. They're very curious, and they can be annoyingly so. You give them an answer, and they keep saying why, and then you want to like throw them out the window. But like, I think this is kind of the dad's way of saying like, we don't need to get into a deep conversation, and he just kind of made up, or not made up, but like just came up with the easy and quick excuse, like, we're good, this is why we're doing this. And I guess it's also going into religion too. This is kind of, maybe, I don't know, does he actually believe in religion, or is he saying God told me to do this? I don't know why he wants me to do it, but because he told me to, I have to do it. So now you have to do this.
Yeah, I kind of see that with religion. It becomes his motivation. And with religion, I think it's been scattered around the book here and there. But for me, it still remains like a mystery, because he sees the boy as like a sacred figure, like his hair, his face, all of those features. And if he loses the boy, then it's hard for him to like keep going, or maybe he's just done for. But I think as of now, religion hasn't had a great effect, besides like the dad being besides religion being the dad's motivation. But in the book, we see a lot about survival, and the situation where the father chooses to control his fate rather than letting it come to him. And I think the bunker scene shows a lot of it.
I want to talk about that bunker scene. Talked a bit about Randy. I think it was powerful, and it really does talk about the depths that they'll go to for survival. You see, they found a bunker, and you know, some people, they would think to just stay there and, you know, hunker down, but they said, you know, somebody might eventually find them, so they decided to not stay in a bunker. And, you know, everybody, their survival, you know, it's the number one option, what everybody's trying to go for. You know, they're going to extreme lengths for their own survival. So you see, like, the bearded people, they became cannibals, and, you know, other people joined clans. Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, I mean, like, I find it strange how they won't just like completely lock up the bunker, like fortify it down like Fort Knox or whatever, so that, you know, they can stay there. They like need to travel along this road. Like, I don't know, like, there's something at the end of this road. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but
do you think they'd be able to like fortify the bunker enough to actually like keep it safe?
Because I mean, they can put a booby trap at the door.
But we see the amount of people and like the other groups that they've run into that are like actual like hunting for things like this.
Right.
Where I don't think like enough traps they could have to protect it.
Yeah, plus at this moment, I think they only had like one bullet left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think they was like trying to get too comfortable. So they're just like trying to keep it on the move.
Also, earlier Randy was talking about religion and stuff and how it wasn't like the biggest thing in the book. I think that kind of like is because it's more of like a thing from the past that he's slowly forgetting with his other memories, which is something that's like talked about a lot about their past and how they're like trying to let go or like not think of the past often so they can like focus on survival. Like when he's walking on the road, he'll have thoughts about his wife, but like he threw away his wife's photo so he wouldn't have to like look at it.
Right. Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead, Matthew. Go ahead.
No, my idea wasn't fully formed yet. You can.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, you know, memories and, you know, like past and like flashing back, it's a big part of the story. You know, the dad has a memory of the first day of the entire, you know, power going out. He's seeing how they're on the road now. Bella did talk about the wives' photos. Also, they talk a bit about the wife's death. And we see a little bit about the birth of his son and how that changed him.
Yeah, let's go a little bit into more about Birth of the Thunder. So, based on what we learn about the sun, I think we can be fairly certain to say that he was born after this like apocalyptic event. And I find it interesting how the dad. Well, one, my evidence for like the son being born after is like he doesn't even know how to eat the biscuits without he's like the dad is like, oh, you gotta put butter on this, son. Yeah. But like I find it interesting how the dad like doesn't kind of raise him to assimilate into this post-apocalyptic culture rather than doing what they're doing right now and are just bolting whatever direction on the road that they're going to try and, I don't know, it kind of seems like they're trying to escape from it.
I mean, how would they really assimilate? Because it doesn't seem safe to really stop anywhere because one, they need to keep finding food. And two, it's like cold and there seems to be people looking for other people to take.
Oh yeah. But like kind of join one of those clans that like people are all part of, right? I guess you don't know much enough about them to really say whether they could join or not,
but
is that an option?
The clan with the truck and not with, like, all the women and stuff, but, like, just with the truck and, like, the guy he shot, I feel like that one could have been joinable. They didn't seem that bad.
The story would have been a whole different story if that were the case.
Yeah.
So it has basically just been Mad Max.
Can they really trust anybody, though?
That's probably why they didn't join.
I mean, no one can trust anyone, technically.
Yeah. That's true.
How do we even know that the dad is trustworthy with the son?
I mean, the dad's sitting there preparing himself to kill him if he needs to, so.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's good parenting.
That's great parenting.
I think we can talk a little bit like about the book's like structure and like how the dialogue and stuff is. So like throughout the book there's no quotations or anything to like actually tell when someone's speaking. They just kind of like throw it in the middle of the paragraphs. And there's no chapters or anything. Which I think adds to how the book is monotonous and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like it is very monotonous, and it seems like they're making just no p- push, or, you know, they keep moving, but they don't seem to make making progress on the road. Like, oh, they keep traveling on it, but, like, there's, you travel and travel, there's more road, and it keeps being more road, and it's like, is there actually going to be an end to this road?
Yeah,
I agree. It's a, the road is a lot like what the structure of the book is. At moments, there's dry moments. Some moments, there's intense, but, like, there's never an end, and that might relate to, I guess, how, like, their will to live, I guess, because they keep moving forward, and it's, like, that's a sign of them persevering. But the road is very much like the structure of the book, in my opinion.
Yep. It seems like, as I was reading the book, it's just, is this book getting anywhere? Is this book going to end at any point? But you know what does have to end at this point?
This podcast.
This podcast, yes.
Thank you all for listening to this episode. And we will see you next week.